Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaveYourLife.com. And Happy New Year to everyone. As I said last hour on the food show, I will be celebrating the new year, especially on January 20th, with the inauguration of Joe Biden as our new president, which gives me a lot of hope that we can get out of this this pandemic. And right now we are struggling. I think largely because we have a president who's not interested in the pandemic, who's interested in conspiracy theories about losing an election, and it's even though like 60 court cases have been tossed out, they are still pursuing that idea. Some of those by judges appointed by him, by Trump, by the way. So we got to get this craziness behind us and work on this pandemic. In the meantime, I was out at Ellison Park yesterday. As I mentioned, like on the gardening show this morning, saw evidence of beaver working in Ellison Park. This is down near the dog park, which is kind of seems like a place the beaver would avoid, although maybe the beaver realized the dogs, in the, at least in the dog park, are fenced in. But there are a lot of other people out walking their dogs, and beaver don't seem to be too worried about that. I didn't see the beaver itself, just evidence of where they've been cutting down some trees. In fairly public part of Ellison Park. But like lots of our parks, there are many sections of Ellison Park, and you may be familiar with one or several, but you should try to get outside more and explore more of the different and maybe a lesser used sections of these parks, whether it's Genesee Valley Park over by the Polo Grounds or Ellison Park. Some of the was actually, I guess, at least three parking lots. Well, it depends how you count all the parking lots that are down on the sort of the lower area where the dog park is and the former Daisy Flour Mill, because there are multiple parking lots there and many different shelters, which. You know, as long as they're not being used, you could park and walk from there. There are also parking lots for Ellison Park up on Old Penfield Road. As well, there's one on Landing Road as you head between Blossom and Browncroft Boulevard. So it kind of depends on what kind of walk you want to have. The area of the parking lot off Landing Road is right by the very hilly part of Ellison Park, one of the parts that's really got some steep hills. They were doing the cyclocross races for several years in Ellison Park before moving them over to Genesee Valley Park, and it's definitely some challenging hills there in Ellison Park. So after the rain that we had yesterday, today's probably not a great day to go to that lower area of Ellison Park, because that is, it was already somewhat wet, and water in some of the grassy areas yesterday. There'll be more of that today after the rain last night, probably a lot more of that. But some of those upper areas, like the trail that goes from Penfield Road, Old Penfield Road, might be worth exploring. But if you go to Monroe County's website and look up parks, you can link to all the parks in Monroe County, and there's a long list. And you probably been to some of these often, but I'll wager that there might be a third of them on this list, or a quarter of them that you've perhaps never been to. Abraham Lincoln Park, for example, and some of these are relatively new. Some of these are been around a long time. This one is was renamed about a decade ago, Irondequoit Bay Park East is now, or was named back 2009, Abraham Lincoln Park. And that's one that I haven't been to. 182 acres. This is a big park. Town of Penfield, southeastern shoreline of Irondequoit Bay, and the you enter the park from Smith Road off Empire Boulevard or Empire Boulevard near Daytona Avenue. This is a park, I think, used by a lot of bird watchers, especially during fall and spring migrations, and not one that I've explored. And they have 17 geocaches. There's a waterfront lodge. So I haven't seen that. I've got to get over there to Abraham Lincoln Park. Black Creek Park, which I've driven by, but really never explored much. That's on your way to Spencerport and pretty quick to get to. If you take 490 west and then 531, you take 531, which has been extended if you haven't been out that way, and Black Creek Park, Northampton Park, also out that way, Churchville Park, Devil's Cove Park, which is another one that I hadn't heard of, 18 acres, and this is also on Irondequoit Bay, and this another place for bird watchers, and this is, again, for most people that live in the Rochester area, very quick to get to, and if you want some recommendations and other things to see and do while you're out that way, it's you know, let me know. Actually, I was just looking at the site here. It says that Devil's Cove Park is accessible only from the water and near the east shore of Irondequoit Bay. It's not far. From here, but accessible only by water. That's interesting. Got to look that one up on Google Maps, which is, you know, if you're not actually out walking around using Google Earth and checking out some of these parks from above, might be kind of fun. There's, of course, Durand Eastman, which I think probably a lot of people haven't explored much of. It's a pretty big park, and some areas that are probably not commonly used. I haven't seen a lot of people in them when I've been up there in parts of Durand Eastman Park. Genesee Valley Park, I mentioned the Polo Grounds. That's the area which is south of 390, and that is kind of near the golf course also. Don't see that many people out there in the Polo Grounds. Big grassy area with some paved paths and trees, large trees that were a part of the, you know, establishment of Genesee Valley Park. Also there's Grease Canal Park. Again, a lot of people probably haven't been there. Nice pavilion there. Irondequoit Bay Park West. There's Lehigh Valley Trail Linear Park. Lucian Morin Park, which is up near Empire Boulevard. Mendon Ponds Park, of course. A lot of people know that, but that's a big park. And there's probably quite a few sections of that park you haven't visited. Awaka Creek Park, Ontario Beach Park, Powder Mills, which has the fish hatchery, Seneca Park, which is also a gorgeous, gorgeous park, but kind of forgotten because it's beyond the entrance to Seneca Park Zoo. So it may be less obvious, and I think a lot of people maybe presume that the Seneca Park Zoo is the park, but there's quite a bit of areas to explore there beyond the zoo, past the zoo, off of St. Paul Boulevard. There's Tryon Park, which is another one. This on the Arundhakoit, the west side of Arundhakoit Bay, Webster Park, and then there are all the parks and trails in the communities around Minot County. So check out the All Parks map, maybe, and do some exploring. Check out some of the maps. Some of these bigger parks you could get a little bit lost in, probably. So, especially if the weather's not great this winter at some point and you decide you need to go on a walk in these parks, I would, if you're going alone, I would let people know where you're going and when you expect to get back. That's probably wise. I mean, it could be as simple as accidentally step in a groundhog hole, which could happen in Highland Park, and break your leg or your ankle and not be able to get out. And generally cell service should work, but doesn't, maybe not always in all of these parks. So take a couple precautions, let someone know where you're going if you're going on your own, wear a mask or bring a mask with you. They kind of keep your nose warm in the winter anyway, I've noticed on walks. And don't assume that everyone that's out there is going to be fine with you walking around outside without a mask on. It's I think if we're near people, we make sure to have our masks on outside. And there are a couple communities, trying to think which, some friends went to Provincetown and, Cape Cod, and the Provincetown downtown is, you must wear a mask, inside as well as outside. And it's a fairly small downtown, and often a lot of people walking in the streets there, and so they've mandated wearing masks. And really, if other communities had done this, if Republican politicians and the Republican administration had maybe not even mandated masks, but just gotten on board asking people to wear them, more people would wear them and we would have less transmission of the coronavirus. It's pretty simple. And there are a significant number of Republicans in Congress who have contracted, and in the White House administration, who have contracted coronavirus, who have access to treatments that the general public doesn't, and care that the general public does not. So they have flaunted the rules for months, and many have ended up contracting the coronavirus and have had access to treatments that are not widely available to the general public. And that, I find that disturbing, that the people who've been flaunting this, when they get the coronavirus, have access to treatments that are not widely available. And some have gone on to continue flaunting it after they had the coronavirus. Again, saved in, I think, in a large measure to some innovative treatments that are just not available to most people. So bring a mask, wear a mask, and keep your nose warm. In the meantime, if you have comments, questions on area parks, some favorite ones, some favorite places, email me, michael@saverlife.com. It's a beautiful area we live in. Lots of little waterfalls, some big waterfalls. Beware, I think I mentioned this last week, if you are near any of these waterfalls, like downtown, you know, High Falls and things, that the mist from those waterfalls is around all winter, just like it is at Niagara Falls. And I saw some gorgeous photos of Taconic Falls down near Trumansburg, winter photos of there. And again, the mist still comes up and then freezes on the trees and looks beautiful, but also can freeze on some of the walking surfaces. So take extra care around and near any of the falls that have some mist. They're beautiful this time of the year. You can, by the way, you can email me, michael@saverlife.com, with photos, information, wildlife discoveries that you didn't get a photo of but can describe for me. We had a hawk go very close to us at Ellison Park yesterday, and another one at Washington Grove a week ago. Now, keep in mind that there are some parks like Washington Grove that are not on this list of Monroe County parks. There are a lot of towns. Penfield has lots of trails. There are many other parks in communities within Monroe County that are not owned and run by the county. So there are dozens more parks to explore beyond the ones that I just described. But those you can find at Monroe County, the Monroe County ones, monroecounty.gov. There is a Monroe County, Michigan, I think, or Minnesota or somewhere that I ran into by mistake at some point. But monroecounty.gov takes us to our Monroe County here in New York State. And enjoy the new year, and be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here at SaverLife.com. Have a great day.